Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, I understand you've been homeschooling one of your grandsons in the Bible and also American history.
I'm having an absolutely wonderful time, Dean. This is his first semester to be homeschooled, and he's being taught a lot of different subjects, but I have Friday mornings, 2.5 hours, and we go through American history and Bible. He's not tested on the Bible. He is tested on the American history, but he's got a grandpa who tests him on the Bible to make sure he's following. And it's been just an absolute joy. I come home and Karen says, "You're so happy." And I say, "Yeah, I am. I just need to absorb what's going on here, and then I'll go to the office after that."
That's neat. The Bible's a pretty big book. How much of it can a 10-year-old really grasp?
This is amazing. Now, it may mean that I'm a phenomenal teacher, or it may mean that he is a phenomenally intelligent grandson, but my personal response has been, I can't believe he's understanding all of this. And in fact, the other day, I grabbed his dad as he was going to his office, which is in his home. He's a life coach, and he does a lot of his work by phone. And I said, "Come here just a second, Doug. I want Aiden to tell you a little bit how the Bible's laid out." And Aiden rattled this stuff off. You know, it had been 2 weeks since we had actually talked about it. And my son-in-law said, "I need to get in that class too." So it was interesting. They can pick up a whole lot. Now, I'm going to see this time as we talk together whether you are as smart as my 10-year-old grandson, Aiden, okay?
Oh, I think I'm in trouble already.
We will see. But I've said to Aiden, the Bible's a very big book. And if you can break it down in your mind to understand it, then it's all right. So there are how many books in the Bible? And it was hard for him to remember, but he got 66, and I don't think he'll ever forget that. When I was growing up and how many books in the Bible, J.B. Phillips did the New Testament, and then he was going to do the Old Testament, and they would call it Phillips 66, but nobody has Phillips 66 guess anymore, but that's how I always remember it, 66. Now, that's broken into how many parts? There's a big part and then one that's not quite so big, I'd say to Aiden, and he didn't know the answer. So I said, okay, it's called the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I talked just a little bit about how the New Testament is about Christ. The Old Testament foreshadows Christ's coming. But the Old Testament has 39 books, and 27 books are in the New Testament. So have you got that already, or have I lost you, Dean?
I'm right there with you.
How many books in the Bible?
There's 66 books in the Bible.
And that divides into two main sections, which are?
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah, and you're not even looking at a crib sheet because I didn't give you a crib sheet. And the Old Testament has how many books?
39.
And the New Testament?
27.
Okay, now the Old Testament breaks into three different sections, and the New Testament breaks into three different sections, okay? So the Old Testament sections are history. The second section is poetry. And by that, I don't mean rhyming things, you know. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with but an innie left to play. Because Hebrew poetry is different, and we'll talk about how it is different, but it's not the same as history. Do you understand history, Aiden? I would ask him. And then he'd tell me what he thought history was, and he had it pretty well in his head because we were studying American history. So the Old Testament, three parts. How many parts in the New Testament, Dean?
How many parts in the New Testament?
Yes.
We haven't gotten to the New
Testament.
Yeah,
I already told you. You've forgotten already. Three in the New Testament, too.
Okay.
Three in the Old, three in the New. Now, I'm going to tell you what they are. There's history, and then there's poetry, and then what I said to him was there's preaching. Now, I'm going to change the word preaching. Do you know what preaching is, Aiden? Yeah, he understood what that was. So I'm going to change it to prophecy, because it was the prophets who did the preaching, and they would foretell what God was going to do someday, but they would also forthtell what God's thoughts were for the people. So it's history, poetry, and prophecy. That's the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's history, and then there's a section called letters. If I wanted to be, you know, theological, I'd say epistles, but he doesn't understand that word. So I said, there's history, and then there's letters, and then there's preaching or prophecy again. So three sections in the Old Testament, three in the New Testament. History, poetry, prophecy. History, letters, prophecy. You got that so far?
I think so.
Okay. Now, the easy part in the Old Testament is there are five poetry books. And then what's left? How many did we start with in the Old Testament?
39.
We take away five. It leaves?
34.
You're doing really fine. Okay.
I can
now,
do that.
History and prophecy divide equally. So there's 17 history and 17 prophecy. So the Old Testament is 17 history books, 5 poetry, 17 prophecy books. In the New Testament, there are 5 history books. There's only 1 prophecy book. How many books in the New Testament?
27.
So we got to take away 6. That leaves us with 21 letters, okay? So you got that so far in your head?
I think so.
Have you got it in a chart that you could write on the blackboard?
I think I could make a stab at it.
Okay, we sit at the dining room table, we do it on paper, and he gets it that way. So you got history, the next section is?
We're talking about the Old Testament, the history and the poetry.
And then?
Prophecy.
New Testament?
History, letters, prophecy.
Okay, that's great. Now we're going to go into the New Testament, okay? In the history books, there are 4 about the life of Jesus, and they're called, and you know the answer to this, they are the
Gospels.
Okay, and then there's 1 about the New Testament church after Jesus left. So there are 4 and then 1. In terms of the letters, we'll skip them for just a second. There's only how many books on prophecy?
Just 1.
Just 1, and that's called?
Revelation.
He didn't know that, and I didn't care, but there's 1. And now the letters. We have how many letters?
Well, let's see. We had 5 and 1, and we had 27, so there's 21 letters.
21 letters, and they divide into 2 sections. Any idea what those 2 sections are?
Well, I think there are letters that were specific to specific churches, and then there are letters that are sometimes called the general epistles, or they were written to all believers.
Okay, I'm going to divide it just a little differently, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say there are letters written by Paul, and then there are letters written by other people.
Other people, okay.
And that's 13 and 8.
All right.
13 letters by Paul, and then 8 letters by other writers.
Okay.
I don't care whether Aiden remembers who those are right at the moment. But 13 and 8. And then we're to the what you are saying in terms of the 13, it divides into 9 and 4. And because the 9 books are to people, and I read that 9 books are to churches, and then 4 books to people. Make sense?
Okay.
So if you got that in your head, you know the New Testament, and you can say, okay, I got this. I know that after the history books, we get into letters. The first letters are all by Paul, and then there's letters by other people, and then there's a prophecy, which is Revelation. Now, it's not real hard, because when you begin to look and say, okay, who wrote the histories about Jesus? There are only 4 different people, and then there's 1 of those 4 wrote the Acts of the Apostle, okay? So that was Luke. But again, I think I'm getting more complicated than I want to be, because 66 books in the New Testament, 27, history, letters, prophecy. History, life of Christ, the New Testament church, prophecy, just Revelation, and then in the letters, Paul's letters, then letters by other writers, and in Paul's letters, we divide it to 9 and 4, which are to churches and then to individuals. Got it in your head?
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. And you know, Dean, the funny thing is I find a lot of people have no understanding of that. Now, that's very simple. So if you say, I'm looking at this given letter, it's 1 Corinthians, you know, just if you look at the order of the New Testament, that's by Paul, and it's not written to a person, it's written to a church. And at that point, it makes sense to how the Bible is laid out.
Yes.
Now, the Old Testament is a little bit different. So the poetry will leave how many poetry books?
There's 5 poetry books.
And then the other sections, the...
We have history and prophecy.
Good. You're looking straight in the eye here, so you're not looking at any sheet, and I didn't give you any sheet that you could look at. Okay. And the prophecy and the history, they both have the same number of books, and those are 17 in each. Now, the 17 in both those sections, the history and the prophecy, divide into 5 and 12. Because in the history section, you have 5 by Moses. They're called the Pentateuch, but I didn't say that to Aiden. He's not old enough to understand what that means. But 5 books by Moses. And then when you come to the prophecy section, you get the difference between the major and minor prophets. And the only difference is that they're a whole lot longer. And I took my Bible, I said, look at 80, this is, see how big those are? They're called the major ones because there's more writing, and then the minor ones. But it's 5 and 12. So you got 5 by Moses, you got 5 that are the major prophets. And then the 12, they divide into an interesting section. Here we hit a wall all of a sudden, because they divide into 9 and 3, both as history books, and 9 and 3 as prophecy books. But all of a sudden, he had to understand a term that was kind of tough for him. And that was the term the exile. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because the exile is when the Jewish people went into captivity under Babylon. And they were exiled from their home. Now, he began to understand that. So you got 9 books that are written prior to the exile of the history books that aren't Moses. And 9 of the books prior to the exile that were the prophets. And then 3 after the exile. Make it? Mm-hmm. Understood the whole thing. So we're going to go through a review. Now, this sounds so strange, but I find, because I've worked with a lot of pastors, many times pastors don't understand the simplicity of how the Bible is laid out. And if they don't understand it, I know their people don't understand it. So when a pastor says, we're going to turn to Hosea, you know, people, you're talking a foreign language to them. So somehow, if I can get people to say, oh, that makes sense. I know Hosea. He's one of the prophets and so on. He's not a major prophet. He's minor. He fits here before the exile or whatever. Okay? So how many books are in the Bible?
66.
Okay? You got that one down pat, okay? The Bible divides into two sections. What are they?
Old Testament and New Testament.
Okay, and how many books in the Old Testament?
The Old Testament has 39 books.
You're talking a lot, so you can kind of think as you're talking, aren't you? How many books in the New Testament?
27.
Okay. Now, what are those three sections in the Old Testament?
We have history, we have poetry, and we have prophecy.
Okay, how about the New Testament?
We have history, we have letters, and we have prophecy.
Okay, now let's put some numbers to those. In the Old Testament, how many history books?
Let's see, there's five. No, that's not right.
Let's start over again. How many poetry books?
There's five poetry books.
And that leaves you with 34 books left, and that divides equally?
That's right. So there's 17 history.
And how many prophecy?
And 17 prophecy.
And the 17s break down both times into what?
12 and 5.
Well, just reverse those. But
or
you're
five
right, 5
and 12.
Okay. And what are the first five of the history books?
Those are the ones written by Moses.
Okay, and then we have the other 12. In terms of the prophets, what are the first five?
In terms of the prophets,
prophets.
The first five, those are, in terms of the prophets, those are the major prophets.
Yeah, good. You're getting it. That's great. And think how slow you are compared to most people, Dean. I mean, if you can get it, anybody can get it, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay, 5 and 12. Now, the 12 in the history side and the prophecy side break down into what numbers?
9 and 3.
9 and 3. And what are those numbers representing?
The nine is prior to the exile. No, the 9 is the exile and 3 is after the exile.
Not quite right.
Not quite right.
The
okay.
9 is before the exile.
Before the exile.
Takes place.
Okay.
And the 3, and tell me what the exile is.
Well, that's when Babylon carried off the children of Israel.
Yeah, good. You got it. Okay, let's try the New Testament. How many divisions in the New Testament?
We have 3.
And tell me what they are.
We have history.
Yes.
And we have letters.
Yes.
And we have prophecy.
And how many history?
Well, there's 5.
You're doing really
The 4 Gospels and the book of Acts.
Okay, and now how many prophecy?
There's 1, the book of Revelation.
Okay, you got that in your head. And then there are how many letters?
Well, if there's 27 minus 6, there's 21.
Yeah, that math helps, doesn't it?
It does.
21 letters, and that divides into how many sections?
Let's see. There must be 2, the letters of Paul and the letters by other people.
Okay, perfect. And this is going to be harder because we haven't talked about this. How many letters by Paul? You almost have it. You can just see the wheels grinding here, folks. They're doing really well.
I want to say 9 and 3, but that's...
Nope, it's not, because you don't have enough to add together.
That's right.
Okay, so there are 13 and 8.
13 and 8, that's right.
And the 13 are by Paul, and the 8 are by others. And we will eventually say, okay, who are these others? And Aiden will be able to get those, but that's fine for him. The 13 are by Paul, and that divides into 2 sections.
Yes, that's right. The ones that he wrote to churches and the ones that he wrote to individuals.
Okay, and of the 13, how many church letters are there?
Oh, I could answer easier how many individuals there were.
Okay, how many individuals?
I think there's 3, because he wrote to Timothy, Titus, and Philemon.
Except that he wrote 2 books to Timothy, so there are 4.
Oh, you count. Okay.
Yeah, I'm counting books. Okay. You're doing fine. I would say you know, in a very fast, you know, lesson, you probably would deserve at least a B+. And that is good. Now, I'm not going to tell you that Aiden got an A-, because that would make you feel badly. Like, he's only 10 years old. How old are you, Dean?
64.
Okay. You did really, really well, because it's much easier if I could do it with a blackboard or paper, but we're just doing it mentally. Do you think you can remember that?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, you'll have to maybe go over it again. Right. But does it make sense to you?
It does, yeah. And it's amazing how often there's a balance in the numbers.
Yes. It makes it easy to remember that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that the scripture was put together by canonical council, but I'm not sure they did that intentionally with the math. I'd like to lay that at the feet of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, and I'll do that as well. Fun to talk to you.
Indeed. We invite you to join us for our next podcast, and we invite you to visit our website, sermoncoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. We hope you'll join us when next we meet for another SermonCoach.com podcast.